Yes. Kilayim is tzemer lepishtim upishtim letzemer. You're allowed to put chutei tzemer bebeged pishtim vechutei pishtim bebeged tzemer. So Tesis is medayek on the first chelik of the Gemara that you're allowed to put chutei tzemer bebeged pishtim. Nire, not only that you're allowed to put the two chutim of tcheiles that are from wool and the beged of pishtim, the beged from linen, ela afilu shnei chutim shel lavon, you're also allowed to put them in. This is beitzem b'chidush of Tesfis. Shenire, that not only you're allowed to put inside the shtei chutim shel tcheiles, even the shtei chutim shel lavon are also allowed to be put in inside the beged. See the taste inside. Nira de afilu shnei chutim shel lavan shel tzemer shorim bepishto. Kedama b'menoches. This is the way Tesis in pshat in Menoches lametes amud beis, that not only the tcheiles is muter klein tzemer bepishtim, ela afilu de shtei chutim of lavan is muter klein betzitzis. And Tesis has a shverkeit of them. Bishlei le deshtei chutei tzemer are allowed to be in the beged pishtom esa deicha lo yisase yefshar bin yanachar aber deshtei chutim shalavon you could put in chutei pishtom, you don't have to put chutei tzemer. So why it's muta? This is what Tesis is telling by Yos Bektzora and Menoches and Ksuvis Be'archove. And Tesis says the words nira de afilu shnei chutim shalavon shal tzemer shori bepishtim. He learns the gemore tzemer lepishtim out tzemer lepishtim. Kedama b'menoches, af al gav de'efshar b'minom, and Rish Lakish says, kol mogim shat ha'yochel l'kayim, shteyem, we don't say esad eichel o'isese. The answer is, kedama rosom, migu de tcheles potro, lovo nami poito. The answer is, sido amigu. Those are the terets. Sido amigu. This is the terets of the Tesis. We started yesterday, the Tesis is a shvera Tesis. But let me buy us step by step, and we'll come in maybe the Derech HaEmes to understand the Pshat in Tesis. Tesis was bothered. Bishleim the shtei chutim shel tcheiles need to be put in the beged. On them you can't put tcheiles in the beged shel pishtim. But who is matter to you the shtei chutim shel lavan to do from tzemer? Do them from pishtim. So we mentioned yesterday the first shaila. Not that. We only know the first shaila. The first shayla the way Rebbe Chanan shtoz it in Kovetz Haaretz. What's the ganze Tesis bichlal? What is the noise bichlal? If you're allowed to put inside two chutei tzemer or put in chutei pishtot. Vinitvi, the beged is already klein because the tcheles with the pishtot is klein. When you put two more strings from tzemer, ze loimale ve loimoyrik. So what is the noise? If I will put these two chutim from pishtot and tzemer, sevi, the beged is already klein. Out. The tcheiles, if the beggar is climbing out tcheiles, it's not enough kemine if you're adding inside two mechutim. Why? When a person has a beggar kilayim and he puts inside another string of tzemer, it's less aveira. The Bisalevi says, avadanish. Bisalevi gives a marshal. A person has a long, long talis. And in the end is one little spring from Tzema. And the long talis is laying on the floor. He's wearing it, but it's a lange talis. The whole talis is from Tzema, and the end is one little string from linen, from Pishton. That little string is attached to the beged, but it's laying on the floor. He's allowed to wear the beged of Kilayim or not. He's not wearing the linen, he's only wearing a wool. A long talis from wool, 5 meters, and the end, and the edge, there's one little string from linen. He's not even wearing it. Zogdin es alevi, it's also. Why? The linen with wool, the whole heft of the beged is a beged Kilayim. It's not that you're not allowed to wear linen with wool on you. The issur is to wear a beged klein. And while the heft of the issur is to wear a beged klein, does it the heft of the issur? The mele, even if the linen is on the floor, if it's one beged, it's considered that you're wearing beged klein. Mele, frek the Rebbe Chanan, so while this talis is from Pishton, and it has 2 chutim from Tcheles, it's klein, so the other 2 chutim, doesn't make a difference if I make them from Tzemer or I make them from Pishtim. L'imala v'l'imari. So what is the noise and tesis? This is the first shayla. That b'chalik zayin, shayla z'chochem chotzi tshuva. The first shayla is, what is the noise do bichlal? We have a noise do bichlal. If you're allowed to leg 2 chuti Tzemer or they have to be from Pishtim, why not? It's anyway kilayim. It's doch l'imala v'l'imari. Dosi the kasha from Rebbe Chochem. So to answer the shayla, the Welt allemal would stell a Rab Kiveiger. Rab Kiveiger in Shulchan Aruch, in the Agos, in Magen Avraham, in Simon Yud Aleph, Rab Kiveiger brings down a Shaila. If a person has a beged klein, a whole jacket from Kilayim, and it's Arba Kanfis, he's allowed to put on it Chutzei Tzitzis and to wear it or not. Again, he has a beged that is made from klein, and he wants to put on this beged that is made from Kilayim, Chutei Tzitzis. He's allowed to put Chutei Tzitzis on the beged of Kilayim or not. Zogt Rab Kiveiger, Avadi is not allowed to. Avadi is not allowed to. To put on a beged of Kilayim, the Haiku. What is the suffix for Rab Kiveiger? I'll explain the suffix. A person has a normal beged of Kilayim. He wants to put Chutei Tzitzis and how to wear it. What is his love this? You're right that I'm not allowed to wear kilayim. But kilayim is made from wool and linen. Now, I will put on this beged. I'll put on tzitzis. The tzitzis will be mutter to be kilayim with the linen part of the beged. So anyway, kilayim will be mutter. So the man, I will have a heter to wear this beged. So he has a jacket that is made from kilayim. And he wants to put on this jacket that is made from kilayim, chutei tzitzis. He wants to put on chutei tzitzis on this beged that is made from kilayim and to wear it. Zogt Rab Kiveiger, he's not allowed to do it. And be'etzem, we're not nishkumen to the chirish from Rab Kiveiger, be'etzem it's often the Gemara in Beitze Yudalet. The Gemara in Beitze Yudalet says, Beged kilayim lemay chozi. The Gemara says people are mafkir it, they throw it away. It's nothing to do with a beged kilayim. Why lemay chozi? Cut corners, make a tzitzis, and you can wear it. Make a little tzitzis for your son, and you're allowed to wear it. The teretz is, and a beged kilayim is no way to wear it. As I state in the Gemara, beged kilayim lemay chozi. There's nothing more to do with a beged kilayim. As I say in the Gemara, beged kilayim is nothing more to do with a beged kilayim. So state klar in the Gemara, as Rab Kiveiger, that in a beged kilayim, there's nothing more to do. So, dainu, the chiddush Rab Kiveiger, if I have a beged kilayim, I'm not allowed to put on the tchuti tzitzis and to wear it. Frek Rab Kiveiger, why not? Why not? Kilayim, tzitzis is doicha isur kilayim. If tzitzis is doicha isur kilayim, so why would I have a beged kilayim, I can't put on chutei tzitzis and wear it, and say, the tzitzis is mutter in the linen, the whole beged I have a head, and to wear it. You're right, it's mevu in the Gemara Beitza Yudalet, Kiveiger has a cheshem or Gnavrom, Simen Yudalet, but you're not allowed to. Zogt Rab Kiveiger along this. Why are you not allowed to wear a beged kilayim and to put on the chutei tzitzis and then to say esedei chaloisese? Esedei chaloisese? Zaloch esedei chaloisese? Esed tzitzis is deicha kilayim. So why it's not deicha the original kilayim? We'll put the question in the longish nusa. Esed tzitzis is deicha kilayim? Yes. So I take a beged kilayim and the esed tzitzis is deicha the isur kilayim. What's the nafkemina? It's like a lamb. What's the nafkemina if the esed tzitzis is deicha kilayim when it crashes? And he's the cause of the kilayim. and he's the cause of the kilayim, or I take a beged kilayim and mitzvahs esef and tzitzis is doicha the yisur kilayim. What is the difference? Zogt Rav Kiveger, I'll tell you the difference. Mitzvah tzitzis, Zogt Rav Kiveger achidush, right, the getter of mitzvah tzitzis is, what is the getter of mitzvah tzitzis? The getter of mitzvah tzitzis is, not the pshat like people think, is a isu to wear a beged without tzitzis. People think tzitzis is a isu to wear other kantas without tzitzis. Zogt Rav Kiveger, it's a toas. In Motche and Shabbos state, the getter is, you put on a beged, Arba Kanfes, and then you mechuyev to put on tzitzis. It's not a veira to wear Arba Kanfes on tzitzis. It's a din. Ve'osulam tzitzis, al kanfi bigdayim. You have bigdayim. Ve'osulam tzitzis, al kanfi bigdayim. Zog de Mordechai. If someone comes on Shabbos, and he doesn't have tzitzis, his tzitzis tear, he's allowed to go without tzitzis on Shabbos, and he doesn't have to take off the talis. He doesn't have to take off the talis. Why? He's allowed to wear the beged. Now it's a mitzvah. Ve'osulam tzitzis al kanfi bigdayim, right? So he wears the beged. Now comes the mitzvah. Ve'osulam tzitzis al kanfi bigdayim. And Shabbos he can't do the mitzvah from ve'osulam tzitzis al kanfi bigdayim. So he's allowed to wear the beged arba kanfes on a mitzvah tzitzis. He's allowed to wear the beged arba kanfes on a mitzvah tzitzis. The getter is, you have a mitzvah to wear arba kanfes. You have a mitzvah and a beged of arba kanfes to put tzitzis. Shabbos, I put on the beged. Chkenish machan the mitzvah. I'm not mechuyev not to be mitzvah. I don't have to help that Hashem will not give me mitzvahs. Again, the pashtus we learn pshat is the issu to wear a beged on tzitzis. So if it's the issu to wear a beged on tzitzis, so then eirechanami and Shabbos, you're not allowed to throw your beged arba kanfes if you don't have chutei tzitzis. But if the getter is, on a beged of arba kanfes, you mechuyev to be matir tzitzis. Those are the getter. On a beged of arba kanfes, you mechuyev to be matir tzitzis. Meaning, it's Shabbos that I can't be matir tzitzis. I'm a midrash. The rabbon, you're not allowed to. I'm allowed to take a beged of arba kanfes, and I have kamina la'aloch, and zog the moltchef, you're in the street, and your tzitzis tear in Shabbos, you're allowed to carry on walking. You write it to the rabbon, b'sheva altas, and kovat abriyas, you don't have to take off your talis. You're allowed to walk home without tzitzis, because midrash, you're not even a yisu. The same thing if you have a city that has no tzitzis, you're allowed to wear without tzitzis. You have arba kanfes, of course, the place can say today, you go to Russia, and you have a tzitzis, and you can't buy nipus lishmo. Having been taken as market, they have a nipus lishmo, not by stand tzitzis. But in Russia, you can't get a nipus lishmo. So you buy this nipus lishmo, monefshach. If it's good, it's good. If it's not good, if there's no tzitzis in the city, it's no chiv. You don't have to not wear the tzitzis because you're in Russia. Because monefshach, if you don't have to have nipus lishmo, so it's good. And if you have to have nipus lishmo and there's no strings around, it doesn't make a difference. That's what the Yisrael from Abkiveg. The Pnei Yeshua says the same Yisrael, but we said yesterday in Shir, Taisus had a tzad. Taisus like the kasha. Why are you allowed to wear beged pishton with tzemer? To put on chutei tzemer and beged pishton? Frek Taisus, efshar binyan acher, wear a beged tzemer. Why it chazal? Why the teres matir? Tzemer be pishtim, efshar binyan acher. Don't wear beged pishton, wear beged tzemer. Taisus says this is not called efshar binyan acher, right? And we explained yesterday all different as beged. I wanted just to tell you Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua says, you know why it's not called Efshar Binyan Acher? Because if you're not allowed to put Chutei Tzemer and Beged Pishnim, so you wear Beged Pishnim without tzitzis. You don't have to take it off. If there's no mitzvah to put on tzitzis, there's no issu to wear a Beged Arba Kanfes. What does it say? Why am I allowed to wear tzitzis and Pishton? Efshar Binyan Acher. I can do the mitzvah with Tzemer. You're right. So if I'll do the mitzvah in Tzemer, so in Pishnim I don't have a mitzvah. So it's not issu to wear Arba Kanfes on tzitzis. I would wear Beged Pishton on tzitzis. That's the Yisrael of Rav Kiveger. Zochinu. So Rav Kiveger says the Yisrael Aleph is that the mitzvah tzitzis is when you wear a beged to put on tzitzis. Shabbos that I can't put on tzitzis, I'm allowed to wear the beged and I can't do the mitzvah. I'm not mechuyev not to be the master of the mitzvah. There's no strings in the city, I'm allowed to wear the beged and not put on tzitzis. If the mitzvah will not be doicha pishton, I would wear pishton and I would not put on tzitzis. Vemeile zog Rav Kiveger and a beged klayim. I can't wear the beged klayim. Right? There's no head to wear beged klayim. So the mitzvah never starts. So what is the Asa Shaila? If a person has a beged kilayim, if he's allowed to put on tzitzis and to wear the beged. So Rav Kiveger, in a beged kilayim, how it starts? I'll put on a beged kilayim, take it off. Take it off. What is the esnech eloises? Hashem doesn't let you to wear it. And a normal baguette from linen, I put on the baguette. I'm good. Now the mitzvah comes, put on chutim. So I put on chutim. Esnech eloises. But in baguette kilayim, again, if the mitzvah would start before I put it on, so before I put it on, I will put tzitzis on the sharpness, and be made it now, I will wear the sharpness. If I can give a hegel, so every baguette sharpness, why tzitzis is not doich esnech eloises? Wear the baguette sharpness with mitzvah tzitzis. Yes, I can change to a different baguette. What was the Pivegas kasha? As if you say, if shall be an achra, I don't have to switch the baguette. So why when I have a baguette sharpness, I can't put on tzitzis and say, the tenet is, dear Zagam Pivegas, the mitzvah doesn't start. You put on the baguette, you have to take it off.
Put on the tzitzis before you pierce it.
No mishane. But the mitzvah doesn't start. But it's no mitzvah only when you wear. And on this baguette is no mitzvah. It doesn't make a difference that you skip. You're asking, put a baguette before, and when I put it already at the Esser, the Esser never came. Because when you wear such a baguette, you don't have a mitzvah. Because the mitzvah, the halach is take it off, right? So it's no Esser, the Echeloises. The baguette is casual. I say, the baguette pishton, Esser, the Echeloises. I have a baguette klayim, Esser, the Echeloises. Put a tzitzis up. The tenet is, I can't start to wear the baguette. So the mitzvah only starts after I start to wear the baguette. So now the mitzvah only starts after I start to wear the baguette. Because when I don't wear the baguette, the mitzvah doesn't start. So the melech, I don't have a mitzvah. Doesn't make this, even if I made a baguette before. And a baguette pishton.
This baguette.
Again, no, because the mitzvah stops. Every minute we look at it like you're starting from the beginning. Every minute that I have the baguette on, the mitzvah starts from that minute. Not again for come more Shabbos than that. There's no mitzvah. Before the answer. Bow. One second. So, let me give you the anochi from Rabbi Kibayger. So Rabbi Kibayger told us a yesoid that in Beged Kilayim, you're not allowed to put on tzitzis. So some achroinim wanted to go and say, with this yesoid of Rabbi Kibayger, they have a teretz, and the first kasha, again, the first kasha was, we have a beged pishton, and we have two chutei tchaimes, we have a beged pishton, and we have two chutei tchaimes, klar teisus, the other two chutim, I'm allowed to do them from tzemer. Oh, I have to do it for Pishton. We ask, what's enough kemina what I'm adding inside? So, some achroinim wanted to say, oh, we'll take up kivayegi, we'll try to answer it. If I will put inside two chutim from tzemel, the beged will be kilayim already, and the mitzvah will not start. But here it's a mistake. This is for sure a mistake. You're right? You're right? Because here I first put on the baguette with nothing on. I mischayev b'mitzvah. And then I put on the tcheles and the lavan. Here I'm asking. Here I will put on the baguette four corners from pishton, from linen. I'll be chayev b'mitzvah. And then I will take four strings and I will do the mitzvah. And b'meile is no nafkemina. The mitzvah will start before the chutim are inside. So we can't answer the Rabbi Kibayger with Rabbi Kibayger to answer the first kasha. So the answer we're holding in the first kasha yet. So Rabbi Nochem came and he said like this. Again, to answer the first shayla, of the Mechalik, if you want to get to the Avon of the Migu, with Boyet Ois, the end was Yitzma Mishkimin Choyme. Our kasha is, Tesis clears if you're allowed to add Shtei Chutim Tzemer and the mixture of the Beged Pishton from linen and two chutim tcheiles. I want to add now the extra two chutim, not to put them from pishton, to put them from tzemer. And we're asking a kasha, my nafkemina you add from tzemer, it's anyway already kilayim. Zog Rav Nochem hazeh. I'm masking with Rav Kibayger, veloy mitayme. Rav Kibayger is right that in a beged kilayim, you're not allowed to put on tzitzis. We don't say Hesadoy Chaloisase. We have a raya from Beitza Yudalev Lemay Chozi, and we have a raya from Mogen Avrom and Simon Yudalev that you're not allowed to put on tzitzis in a beged kilayim. And the shayla is why? So Rav Kibayger said his nusach. that the mitzvah doesn't start, and the Olam here are strictly digging on it, and it could be you right in the dig after the cheshem of Rabbi Meir, and mit avtrachim was meint Rabbi Meir, because you're right, after the whole thing is ready, it's nishtas a poshut to understand Rabbi Meir, you're right, the mitzvah doesn't start, I hear the two tzadim with the Olam arguing here for Rabbi Meir. Zogt Reb Nocher, I will tell you a new lomdus, why the din, Rabbi Meir says the din, we make up the din. Lomdus, we can argue with Rabbi Meir. The din, what the Kabbalah, the Rebbe Gizok, as they do. If Rabbi Meir said that the halacha is, that in Begit Shatnes you can't put on tzitzis, we have a Gemara in Beitzer, we have a Mogen Avron, that's the halacha. But the Shaila is why. Zog Reb Nocher for a different reason. The reason you're not allowed to put on klein and tzitzis and a Begit Kilai, not because the cheshmer that the mitzvah doesn't start, the gan zemovacha. So Reb Nocher mazeh. The Yisayf von Esa de Chaloysa said, what steht in Esa de Chaloysa said? The mitzvah's Esa is doiche de Isur Kilayim that comes machmas a mitzvah. The mitzvah's Esa is doiche de Isur Kilayim shebo machmas a mitzvah. Dehainu, I have a baguette for linen. The mitzvah's Esa, if tzitzis, is doiche de Isur Kilayim that will come machmas a mitzvah. Aber klein, that will not come machmas a mitzvah, the Esa is not doiche. Esa is only doiche, a isur that comes because you have to do the ma'ase mitzvah. A isur that doesn't come because you have to do the ma'ase mitzvah, the Esa is not doiche. The Esa is not doiche, isur kilayim, that is no shaykhis to asiyas a mitzvah. But this isur was anyway around, the mitzvah's Esa is not doiche that isur. To wear kilayim is anyway also. Mitzvah's eser tzitzis is not matir stand for the oiver avirah of kilayim, that was kilayim anyway. The heter from that mitzvah's eser from tzitzis was, it's matir to doiche, what it's matir to be doiche, something that the mitzvah is causing the isu. But the isu that was there anyways, the isu kilayim was there anyways, the mitzvah's eser is not doiche. Davon has poshut in it. We explained that Esa de Chaloysa says not stam a crash. The Pshat de Loisasa was not said b'mokim ha'me'ese. The Loisasa was not said b'mokim ha'ese. Right? This was the whole avodah from the Ramban. The Loisasa was not said b'mokim ha'ese. The Lavev Kilayim is not said b'mokim mitzvahs Esa from Tzitzis. While Tzitzis needs to be doiche Kilayim, so the Loisasa of Kilayim was not said b'mokim mitzvahs Tzitzis. This is the kilayim that happens because ma'ase mitzvah from tzitzis. But the kilayim that is happening not machmas the tzitzis, the kilayim that was there anyways, avada the mitzvah's eser will not be doiche. Avada the mitzvah's eser will not be doiche the kilayim that is coming anyways. The kilayim, the mitzvah's eser of tzitzis could be doiche. What kilayim it could be doiche? While the mitzvah is a crash with the kilayim, so that we said the lav was not said by mocking the mitzvah. Any kilayim that is machmas the mitzvah, then love is not said. But a isur that is there anyways, avada he was said. The isur kilayim was avada said. The mele zog Reb Nocher, simen heyo is dalet the poshte vot. Zog Reb Nocher mazeh, listen carefully. Zog Reb Nocher, here is the chiluk. I have a baguette from linen, I put on two tchutim from tcheiles. It's kilayim. Esed eicheloi sisa. B'mokim the mitzvah, the aveir is not there. Now I want to put it again. A baguette of linen, I have two strings of tzemel. Tcheiles. It's good? The lav of kilayim is not said, b'mokim the mitzvah. Now I want to put in two more strings. Kleros teisves, I have permission to put in two more strings of wool. We ask the shayla, vossi nafkemine, it's kilayim anyways. Vossi nafkemine. Those are the kushia atzuma. Zog Reb Nocher, now listen carefully. When I will put in these two strings, they now, forget about the tcheiles a second, they make this beged to be kilayim now, not because the mitzvah is tcheiles, right? They make this beged to be kilayim on the mitzvah. That kilayim was never mutab, that kilayim, the eser, was never doichet. This beged has now two reasons why he's kilayim. One reason because the mitzvah, and one reason not because the mitzvah. We explain that the eser cannot be doiched a Hashem kilayim that was there, not because of the mitzvah. If the beged was kilayim from yesterday, the mitzvah's eser is not doiched. This we have often a gemara in Beitzer that it's not doiched. So you write that this beggar is already kilayim. But when I will put inside now two more springs from tzemer. So now, forget if you write that the beggar is already kilayim. But we'll ask this beggar, beggar, how much reasons you have to be kilayim? Two reasons. Because the white and because the blue. Because the lover, because the tchelis. I have four strings that make me kilayim. The kilayim that is because the mitzvah was not said to mokim the mitzvah. Oh, but the kilayim that was not because the mitzvah is said the mokim the mitzvah. So the same way is poshut that if the whole beggar is kilayim, doesn't help mitzvah tzitzis to be matter the kilayim, you write that the beggar is anyway kilayim. Oh, but now is the reason for kilayim machmas the lover. Val is the reason for kilayim machmas the lover. The lover is sibas kilayim. So now this beggar, we look at it, be'etzem kilu it has kilayim in the buckets. A beggar with kilayim in the buckets, we don't say yesterday chalaisas it. So Melas Dr. says, what is my heter to put inside tumor chuti lover? Well, first make rebel chon, but it's anyway kilayim. But as Azevi is poshut, that I'm not allowed to sow kilayim on the top, why I'll be allowed to sow kilayim here in the middle? If someone is not a lamdan and he's not following everything, but he can follow one line, Azevi it's poshut that you can't put in a beggar tzitzis to make the atorah. You have a person want to make a nice atorah. As I mentioned, when they make that color, you know, Modal should mention as a color. Then it's kilayim, yeah? So he wants to make us a Torah from kilayim. He's allowed to or not? Avada nishta, Rav Kibeiger. But you're not allowed to have a Torah from kilayim. So, something noch im Ein sagt, a Torah from kilayim you're not allowed to have. These two lines is a Torah from kilayim.
I'm only putting
chutim
because of mitzvah.
What?
I want to do it, but I have a
mitzvah. Him, 1 second. No. We'll get it again in a second. I'm getting to that. I want to be madgish. And here we go. I'm saying we'll get it in a second so that everything will be very close. The first shaila is not nogeya to mitzvah. Again, our first shaila is we have to divide the Rebbel Chonon to tzvei. I said shaila schochum chatzi tshuva. Rebbe Chanan's first kasha was los op lomdes. I'm asking Balabatish, is a beggar from linen, two strings from tzemer, it's fully kilayim. What is bichlal on noise here to add strings? The kilayim, more kilayim, less kilayim is the same. Why is the noise? That's the given Rebbe Chanan's shayla. Not mitzvah. What is the difference? It's kilayim anyway. What Rebbe Chanan's kasha? What is the noise here bichlal? It's kilayim anyways. The answer is, Reb Nochum says, now we're skipping the lomdas. But if we be kilayim at the top of the beggar, we have a kabbalah from Rav Kibeiger as mekanish. Without that one, the Rav Kibeiger, or mekabel the din, that if the top is kilayim, you're not allowed to. So now here, this part is kilayim. So mele, you're not allowed to. You're right, when the nusach of Rav Kibeiger said it, I can't start to wear it, so here it will not work out. I'm asking. But we said we're not saying Rav Kibeiger is nusach. And we'll say under the nusach. It's not long enough in the nuschos. We'll answer a poshut shaila. Again, this is the only answer. And the first shaila. The first shaila came, los op lomdes. What is the noise to add two more springs? The beggar is already weighing. He's kilayim. You're adding springs. It doesn't make no nafkamina. It's a chefza from kilayim. It's no nafkamina if you're adding something. The answer is, when a beggar is kilayim from somewhere else, you're not allowed to put on tzitzis. These two strings are considered for somewhere else. We explained it with the lomdus of the Ramban. We explained why it has to be kilayim machmas ha-mitzvah and not kilayim stam. Kilayim machmas ha-mitzvah is nitche, kilayim shaloi machmas ha-mitzvah is not nitche. Aber the only Ramban we can understand us. Only with the Ramban that the Esa is not said, the Lav is not said, mocking the Esa, we could hear it. If Alam or the Pshat one crashes each other, those in the community, it's Machmas HaMitzvah, not Machmas HaMitzvah, and the Esser pushes away a Lav. But if the gather is that the Lav was not said by Mokim HaMitzvah, we could say it's only a Lav, Machmas the Mitzvah, and not a Lav, the Mokim HaMitzvah. But we'll leave this. Yad Reina Vifel Fashtek. I want to go now into the second Shaila. And the second Shaila, I want to ask over the second Shaila, and we will ask it so stark claw that we can start miyad glad to get to the Torah. Came the second Shaila and said, I'm not asking to add in. To add in, I know, is a problem of Kiveigel. You can't add in Kilayim. We're asking now a Lomdish Shaila. What is the Lomdish Shaila? A beggar of linen, I have two chutei tcheiles. Clear tastes if I'm allowed to add two more chutei tzemer. Because be'etzem is efshar b'inyan acher. Ein echanami eser deich alo isese. Aber efshar b'inyan acher. Efshar b'inyan acher. So what is my heter to add to chutei tzemer? What is my heter to add chutei tzemer? Efshel b'inyan achar. I will have to add chutei pishta. So the first shayla was, my nafkemina if I'm adding. We said, it's a nafkemina. Freit Rebbe Chomo na zweite lomdische shayla. Listen carefully. What is the second shayla? Freit Rebbe Chomo, what is Taisus coming? Taisus says, I have, look carefully, a bag of linen, two strings from tcheles. I want to add two more chutim from tzemer. Zogt Taisus, maybe I'm not allowed to. You write that it says, leichel oisus, aber efshel b'inyan achar. Freit Rebbe Chomo na zweite Taisus wanted that I will add two chutei tzemer midim ese doicha loisese, and the ese of the chutei lavon will give me permission to add the chutei tzemer. I'm not asking now to add the two strings. Why not? Why not? We discuss. Now we want to add the stam chutim, not because why not? Why not is a problem to add chutim. But I'm asking, I have a mitzvah esef tzitzis, esef doicheloisese, so the same thing, I'm allowed to add two tcheiles. Why midin esef doicheloisese, I can't add another two chutim lavan? What is the tzad that I'm not allowed to? Be'etzem l'chure, esef doicheloisese, so the same thing, I can add two chutim tcheiles, I want to add now two chutim lavan, mitzad esef doicheloisese. I will have a heta mitzad eser doicheloisese to add two mechutei lavan, right? So Taisa says, aber efshel b'inyan achar. You write that the eser tzitzis is doiche de isur kilayim, and I'm allowed to put on two mechutei tzemer as eser doicheloisese, aber efshel b'inyan achar. What is the pshat? You write that eser is doicheloisese. You write that eser is doicheloisese. Not only the tcheles, and the lavan also says eser doicheloisese, but in these two strings, efshel b'inyan achar. Why is Efshel b'inyan achar? Why is Efshel b'inyan achar? I will put in Pishta. Right? How I'll do Efshel b'inyan achar? I'll put in Tuchutim and Pishta. Frek de lom de sheshayle, when you will put Tuchutim Pishta, this Chutim Pishta will be kilayim with the Chutim Tzemer. So I will anyway be over Aveira. So why is it called Efshel b'inyan achar? We're not asking now about Libati Sheshayle. Anyway, it's Kilayim. What is the Dafkemina? Noch a string. Nah, we took care of that. I want to be mad again. Now we're asking along the Sheshayle. Beget from linen, two chutei tzemer. Taisus wants that I will add two chutei tzemer. Why? Because Esed Eicheloise, that's time because why not? Because Esed Eicheloise say, so let me to add two more strings. Zog Taisus, aber efshel lekayim shteyem. Rish Lakish said that I'm not allowed to add two more strings. So here it's also Efshel Lekayim Shteyem because I could do it with Chutei Pishton. Oh, but the problem is, if I will do it with Chutei Pishton, I'll be either Kilayim because I'm mixing with what? With the Tcheles. So it's not called Efshel B'inyan Achar. I will say it sharp. I'm doing now Esed Eicheloisese and the Tcheles. Now I want that the two Chutei Lovon will do Esed Eicheloisese. The two chutei lavan will do esed eicheloisese and be matter mikilai. You want to tell me that I'm not allowed to do it? Why? The reason I'm not allowed to do it is because efshel b'inyan achar, I could do it with pishton. Val efshel b'inyan achar, I could do it with pishton. I don't have a heter. Val efshel b'inyan achar, I could do it with pishton. I don't have a heter. I don't understand. When I do it with pishton, I'm also over kilai. So my nafkemina, if I'm over kilayim from my right, or I'm over kilayim from my top. I have an eser doicha loisese. Again, the avonah of Taisus, the shaila is, Taisus wanted I will add two chutei lavan, mitzad, eser doicha loisese. No vos, frek Taisus, aber efshel lekayim shteyem, du pishtos. But here, what is it? Hol efshel lekayim shteyem means, if I will do it in a different way, I will not have a aveira. Here, either way I will do it, I will have aveira. So the mele, so we asking, say add the chutei lavan, add the chutei lavan, and the lavan of idoicha de kilayim midim eser doicha loisese. Not stam, why not to add lavan? Add the lavan midim eser doicha loisese. Zog teisus, it's efshel lekayim shteyem. We asking the shayla, why it's called efshel lekayim shteyem? Either way you go, you over aveira. So the mele, let me to do what I want. This is the longest of the second kasha. So what is the noise of Taisus? Why Taisus has to come to Amigu? Why Taisus has to come to Amigu to say, are you allowed to add these two chutei lavan? Al smigu, the tcheiles on migu. So put it in one word. The kasha is, let the eser tzitzis to be doiche the lav of kilayim, and don't tell me efshel lekayim shteim, because either way that I go, I'm touching aveir, and my right is aveir, and my left is aveir. So this is, so we are asking now one child. Why Tesis has a noisif to add the schutei lovon or not? Tesis has a noisif, you're allowed to add the schutei lovon or not? And Tesis says, Be'etzim, you can't. You only could because you have a migu. On migu, Lavish, on migu. On migu, you're allowed to add it. Why? Ese doiche noisif, eh? And you can't say, Efshel lekayim shteim, why? Because either way, if I will do pishton, I will have kilayim with the tcheles. If I will do lovon, I will have kilayim with the beggar. So either way, I have aveir. So let the eset to be doich alois eset. This is the lovon shekasha. No. The eset of the lovon is doich alois eset. Either on his right, either on his left. Again, we're not asking. The tcheles, the rennish of the tcheles, rennish of the tcheles. Laws of the. We explained again. No, the first, the reason the first half of Shir was to explain the mixture from before is not negat now. So we're not discussing what was because of the tcheles. Either we understood it or we didn't understood it. We're taking out the tcheles now. The mix, without looking at it, that we have a mix of kilayim. The noise is not the mix of the kilayim. This is not the noise of the mix of the kilayim. It's not the noise. The noise is one noise. Why am I not allowed to add the lovon? Ese doicha loise se. Ah, you tell me efshel lekayim shteim?
I can't say efshel lekayim shteim. What's efshel lekayim
shteim? I'm allowed to do it. Very good.
What's not efshel lekayim shteim?
I explained it. Does it, the beggar we lost up? The beggar is the first half of the shir. The beggar is not ma'ilu b'moyer. Now the shayla is, let me to add two chutei lovon, esa doicha loisase. This is the kasha. Let me add two chutei lovon, esa doicha loisase. And what you're telling me now, I efshel lekayim binyan acher, if I will do binyan acher, I'll be aveire. If I do like this, it's aveire. So either way, I'm stepping on a lav. So let me now to do esa doicha loisase. This is the longest shayla. And we have to know that the Chazon Ish said that this Lomdesh Shaila, this is what Tesis meant to me. The Chazon Ish said that this Lomdesh Shaila, this is Tesis. The cash is not off because Be'etzim the Chazon Ish says, and Kimad when we see Tesis in Ksuvas, that this is the answer. Well, anyway, you'll be a kilayim with the tcheles. So anyway, you have to do either way. You'll have aveir. So what is the difference? So again, the heter is midin esed echeloisase. Not midin that the mixture is already kilayim. The heter is midin esed echeloisase. And then don't tell me efshel lekayim shteim, because either way I will have aveir. This is the loshon of Tesis. Well, we said, oh, the Tesis by us is not mashma. The Tesis by us is not mashma. Zot Reb Nochem, a poshte pshat. A poshte pshat. We'll see this mamish. We'll see everything mamish goes mamish kipshute lefidem. Zot Reb Nochem, if we learn Eser Doichaloise say, like the first tzad we wanted to say, that the mitzvahs Eser said all over. The Loisa says said all over. And every crash you have to win. Esedech Loisa said. If you don't have to crash, please don't crash. This is the normal way to learn. Esedech said, keep Shabbos. Brismila says, cut the kid. Crashes. Esedech Loisa said, you have a mitzvah. Tzitzis, you have kilayim. Don't wear kilayim, wear tzitzis. If crashes, you win. Shiluach HaKan, you have a mitzvah, you have aveira. Every time you check, Zot Yishlogish, listen, if you don't have to step on each other, try to go around it. This is the easy way to learn out. Then here's no way to answer. Because Lemaise, I have a mitzvah sese, if tzitzis, that is doiche kilayim, and either way I will go, I will lose, other on my right, other on my left, so I can do what I want. So it's not working for the tesis. So it's not working for the tesis. So it's not, taste doesn't make sense. What tesis is bad? Zot Reb Nochem, the avonah is different. The Avonah is different, like we said, from the Rambam. Eser doicha loisase means the loisase was not said b'moklim de'ese. The loisase was not said b'moklim de'ese. במוקים שאפשר לקיים שתיהם, the loisus are worth it. And even if in this case I don't have a choice, זוג דה רמבן, I can't be over on the loisus. This is what we said. Even if I don't have strings now, well, if I would have strings, it's called Efshel bin Yanachel, daheim. Lefi the Ramban, it's not the pshat that when they come to a crash, the Esther really wins the Loisese. The Esther tells the Loisese, well, I'm starker, so the Loisese Keilu was limited. He was not set in every place. He was not set in the Mokum that he had the Esther. This is the Lashon Rabbein and Nisim Goyim. The Loisese was not set in the Mokum the Esther. But if Efshel Lekayim Shteyem, the Loisese was said. So vital, the Ramban said, we mentioned yesterday, even if I'm stuck and I can't do it, but if the Loisese was said, the Esther can't touch it. The Esther can't really win a Loisese when he crashes him. The only way you can win him is when it's planned. You know, when the Torah was given that the Mokim Esther, the Loisese is not there. And we say, if Efshel Lekayim Shteyem, the Loisese is given, so even if you're stuck, Esther can't push a Loisese. Hashem could make the plan in the beginning that the Loisese is not standing in Mokim Esther. This was Shitas HaRamban that we were marich yesterday, and there's a lot of Eichochas that Tesis is going to be Shitas HaRamban. I have to see later the Eichochas. About Zmuchim and Eve Bey, Tesis didn't answer that he doesn't have strings. Tesis could answer that he doesn't have strings. Tesis is the Ramban. This is the push. Zog Reb Nochem, Simen Heya Isvov, Azei Glad, Azei Glad. Zog Reb Nochem, if Dossi the Pshat, and we have a Givaldik at that. Listen carefully. We have a kasha. I have a baguette from linen. I put two strings of tcheles. I kilayim, avaval, tzemer, bepishnim, tcheles, every time has to be doich of the mitzvah, en brera. So the loisus of shatnes was not said b'mokim tcheles. Now when I want to come to the lover doesn't have to be doich of kilayim, right? Because for the lover you can put on pishnim. So the lovon, kilayim was said by mokim lovon or not? Kilayim was said by mokim lovon or not? No? Because by mokim lovon, you could put pishnah. The lovon doesn't have to be from wool. So I'm asking you, kilayim was said by mokim lovon or not? Yes? Again. Kilayim was not said, well, you mean yes, I mean no. I want to explain. Again. Kilayim and tzitzis. I have pishton. We'll put it like this. Make it clear. I have a beged pishton, and I have a mitzvah of tcheles. It causes kilayim. The Torah says, Hashem said, "Bemokem the mitzvah of tcheles, I'm not giving you the issur of kilayim. Because if I will give you when you crash, you can't win it." Now I'm speaking at the mitzvah of lovon. Lovon doesn't have to be doicha kilayim, because efshel bin yanachel, you could put on pishton, right? So the mitzvah of lovon was said bemokem kilayim or not? The mitzvah said, Nahainu, the mitzvah of love was said, the mokim kilayim, you can't do it. I'm saying it over Poshut Moed. Listen, let me explain. I'm not saying it's a deeper Zach. We're holding Ois Vov in the Shul Klovi for Reb Nochem. But the aside is, the Isur Loisese cannot Nochem. The first side of the Rishonim is Loisese and Ese. When they meet, the Ese pushes off the Loisese. Shitas HaRamban, if they will meet, Ese will not push off the Loisese. The only way the Ese pushes off the Loisese, is because the Loisese was not given the Mokim the Ese. The Hainu, the Isur of Peis was not given in Mitzayro, because the Mitzayro needs to shake his head. The Isur to Likonis Rebbe Samayk Abigdosh Tomeh was not given to the Mitzayro B'yei Mashmini, because he has to go in to Metar himself. The Isur to Thomas the Mason was not given to a Kohen when he loses his father. But on them you can't be Doichem. Zog the Ramban, if Efshel Lekayim Shteyem Lemoshul, then the Loisese was said, and then you can win. Even if now in this case you start. But if Efshel Lekayim Shteyem, the mitzvah was, the Loisese is said, and then you stuck. Only if Efshel Lekayim, then the Loisese was not said. So when I have a beged pishton, and I have to put chutei tcheles, so I know tcheles and pishton will never go together. So the mitzvah ese, if tzitzis says, the mokim tcheles and pishton, Loisese of kilayim was not said. When I'm discussing now a beged pishton and chutei lova, beged pishton and chutei lova, the mitzvah of Lovon and Pishton could be done with Chutei Pishton. Lo yotzer, a person doesn't have tcheiles. He could put four strings of lava, right? Lo yotzer, a person doesn't have tcheiles, and he's only mekayim the mitzvah of lava. So he will take a beged from Pishton, and will put four chutei Pishton, and everything is good. So the mitzvah of lava was not said b'mokim kilayim, because the mitzvah of Lavan doesn't have to be doicha the isur kilayim. While the mitzvah of Lavan doesn't have to be doicha the isur kilayim, so kilayim was said b'mokim Lavan. Ask him. So I have a beged of linen, and I want to put two chutei tzemer. I can't. The mitzvah esse of tzitzis cannot be doicha the isur kilayim. So I put on Pishton. What are you telling me now? When I put on Pishton, I'm crashing into the tzemer. To what did the tcheles? The mokum tcheles kilayim was not said. Tcheles could be doicha kilayim, but lavan cannot be doicha kilayim. So I can't put on two chutei tzemer. Very simple. Lavan could be not doicha kilayim. Tcheles could put kilayim. Again, if we will be learning stam, that essay is doicha loisa say any crash. Just if you could not crash, please don't crash. So you're right, there's no difference. I'm anyway going to crash, either in my life, either in my right. So what's enough to mean what I'm putting in? But the Torah says it's not the point that it crashes, just please don't crash if you could not crash. The loisa say is not said the mokim de essay. The mokim tcheles was not said in sukilayim. The mokim lovon was said in sukilayim. So while the mokim lovon was said in sukilayim, so lovon could never be doicha the kilayim. So the essay of lovon cannot be doicha the kilayim. Aye, you're telling me, but I'll be over Aveira. The Torah says the essay of tcheles has a kerach to be doicha the kilayim. But for the essay of lovon, Hashem never gave a kerach to be doicha. For the essay of tcheles, Hashem gave the koyach. And even if every time you have to have the tcheles inside, Hashem gave the tcheles the koyach to be doicha the kilayim. But the essay of the lover, he didn't have a koyach to be doicha the kilayim. The male effect taste is, what is my heter to put inside the lover? Bishleimer to put in the tcheles I have. But the lover, I can't put on from seder. I can put it on from chutei pishlem. Does it have one of the tchilas have one of the first migu of tesis? Not because I'm anyway over kilayim. No, again, avada is going only with the longness. Was the whole akdama yesterday shiur the avon of the Ramban. This is the whole avon of the Ramban. Val the gather is that the loisa was not said to mokim the esse, and the lover we can't say it. We only could say it on the tchilas. B'meile, lo milan the tesis. Lo milan the tesis. Nire. The afilu shnei chutim shel lovan shel tzemer shori bepishlon kedama bemenoches afal gav the efshol beminom. So b'meile the esse can be doiche, because you can do it in a different way. The esse can be doiche, but you can do it in a different way, so we don't have the klal of esse doiche loisas, but you can do it in a different way. So we explain, if I would do it a different way, I would have a different avere. Chom nishkin problem. The tcheles is allowed to have kilayim with me. The mokim the tcheles, the love was not said. The mokim the lover, the love was said. The love can be, val efshel lekayim shteyem, the love was said. Val the tcheles, the love, efshel lekayim shteyem, the love was not said. The point, till Reb Nochum, we thought efshel lekayim shteyem means, if you could not have problems, please don't have problems. So we say, I will anyway have problems. This is not the vote. The vote is the shayla, the love was said or the love was not said. The makum lover, but it's called efshel lekayim, the love was said, the mele the esse can be doiche, and tcheles, it was not said, the mele the tcheles could be doiche. So what all of you want to ask here, I see, unto the shuas, zog Reb Nochem, this is the migu. The migu is not star, migu. So what zog the migu? Zog the migu, aber tcheles velovan is one mitzvah. And val in mitzvah tzitzis, was said that it could be doicha kilayim. So the lavan also has a kerach to be doicha kilayim. Again, how it's doicha? Midin esse doicha loisese. We have an esse doicha loisese. Just we ask the kasha efshel lekayim shneihem b'meile. Do it this way, not this way. The teretz is, val the tcheles was said even b'mokim kilayim. The lavan is in the same parsha of it. Migu de tcheles patro lovo nami poiter. It's doch dezelfde zaag, doch dezelfde pausche. So val, it's dezelfde pausche, bemele de lovo, dehainu. The knetje of the migu is a very, very Lok Mech. Dainu, verkehrten. We're going verkehrt, verkehrt in the Chazanish. Mamesh verkehrt. The Chazanish, so we have to see, the Sheikh of the Tetz and Ksuvas, the Ebis Medrash is, it's already anyway Kilayim, all of that Cheshboinus. We're going no Sheikhs anyway Kilayim. All of the Chalokim, no Sheikhs to Kilayim. Tetz was pushed, Gehan Ving Ashaylev, Esa Doicha Loisuse. Let the Esev, the Lovon, to be Doicha, the Lav of Kilayim, into the Pishtim. I, Efshal Lekayim, Shtem, Zog Tetz, B'meile, you don't have a heter, so this is migu. We ask the kasha, what's Efshel Lekayim Shteim? I will have a different aveira. The Torah says Efshel Lekayim Shteim doesn't mean try not to have aveiras. Efshel Lekayim Shteim means the love was said or the love was not said. When Avdem said this, B'lova the love was said, B'meile it's not doiche. B'tcheles the love was not said, B'meile he could be doiche. So this is a b'vah, B'tcheles has a koyach. So the love also has a koyach. So b'meila, even b'mokim lovon, the loisusa was not said. B'meila, the lovon is doicha. So now the lovon is doicha, the kilayim yidin, es a doicha loisusa. Ah, you ask me a kasha, abahem shalakayim shteyem, you're right. Abaval, tcheles, we see that has a koyach to be doicha kilayim. So the same way, the esef, tchitzis, is stronger, merumem, arom girot, over the Yisur of Kilayim. The Lovan also is over the Yisur of Kilayim, and the Lovan also has a koyach to be doicha the Yisur of Kilayim. Dosi the tzurus of the Shmaisa. Dosi the tzurus of the Shmaisa. Zog teisves. Aber azay, we'll go one more step. If you have a beged tzemer, you're allowed to put lovan from Pishtim. We'll see the beginning of the Hayud Aleph. The lovan shel Pishtim nami poiter betzemer. Trei migu. The lovan shel Pishtim nami poiter atzemer. Al migu, the migu the lovan shel tzemer poiter bepishtim. Lovan shel Pishtim nami poiter betzemer. Migu the migu. Migu the migu. Sounds so weit as up. So you know what his hesper, it just goes. Push it. Zoktay says, after I know that the lovan was said even the mokim kilayim, if the mitzvah of lovan was said even the mokim kilayim, so even in a beged pishtim, even in a beged tzemer, you're allowed to put chudei pishtim. Esadei chaloisese. I you tell me, Efshel Lekayim Shteyem, but the mitzvah's esser was said even the mokim the love. You're right in Efshel Lekayim Shteyem. You're right, it's Efshel Lekayim Shteyem. My heart be that Efshel Lekayim Shteyem. But the mitzvah of tzitzis was said, even the mokim alav. If the vote is that I anyway have kilayim, again, what is the second migu of tzitzis? A person has a beged from tzemer, he's allowed to put, a person has a beged shel tzemer, he's allowed to put two chutei tcheiles and two chutei pishton. Ah, he's doing kilayim now. So Tzitzis Eser Dechaloisa said, I kilayim, migu that before he was allowed to put the tzemer in the pishtim, now he's allowed to put the pishtim in the tzemer. So now he's causing kilayim. What Ali will do will be never kilayim. The answer is, but we learn from the first migu that the mokoim, we learn from the first migu that the mokoim mitzvah tzitzis was no isur kilayim. The mokoim mitzvah tzitzis is no isur kilayim. If the mokim mitzvah tzitzis is no isur kilayim, doesn't make a difference. We don't check for the case. We explain it's not a crash. The loisase was not said the mokim the mitzvah, so the loisase of kilayim was not said even the mokim mitzvah slovon. So mitzvah slovon could be doiche to put pishtim bebeget zemer. You're allowed to put pishtim bebeget zemer. I is no need for it. Oh, but the mitzvah of kilayim was not said the mokim mitzvah.
After the
meeting. Oh, the kasha. I was waiting for this kasha. So the kasha is, it's so klor, Ibnochem. I want you to see it later inside. You see Simon Hay. I think Ois Vov. Ibnochem speaks it out. Mamash klor. Everything what we said. He said, Nundre Nusach, but that's what he meant. So the shaila is, so why Taisa says only if the tcheles is there? We said now that the mitzvah of Lavan has a... Again, we explained. Welcome Tcheles, the Torah says tzitzis is so strong, so it pushes off also Klein. Not only the Tcheles, the Lavan. And even if I don't need it, but the Lavan is so strong, so I can take a baguette from Tzemer and put Chutei Pishnin inside. Why? I have a kerach to be doiche. I have a kerach to be doiche. Someone had to ask you a shayla. If I have a kerach to be doiche, so why only the Mokim Tcheles? Why only the Mokim Tcheles? Mazem Meshaneh! If you don't have this gashah, you didn't understand us from the shir. I'm telling you, this is close. Someone that doesn't have this gashah now didn't understand the shir. Because the whole idea of the shir of Reb Nochem is that the gather of the esse, no shaykh is to mix. No shaykh that it's already kilayim. The tcheles told me, I'm so strong, I could win kilayim. So Lovan is also strong and could win kilayim. And even when it's unnecessarily, kigoyin beget shel tzemer, I'm allowed to take two chutei pishton and say, I'm so strong, I'm allowed to win kilayim. Right? This is the essay of thesis. Why thesis is mamshim, but after we walk in tcheles? If you're learning Cheshbeinus, it's already Kilayim, but Tcheles Chazanish. I hear, but we're going without the Chazanish. We're learning Kipshuto. The Shteita in Teira Yesoi, that Tzitzis is so stark, could be Doicha the Yisur Kilayim. Tzitzis is so stark, could be Doicha the Yisur Kilayim. So why in the Afghan Mokin Tcheles? But you have an answer? But amazing. What is the answer? Very good. I'm in it, very good. Very good. I think you have to say it. So the Teretz is a Taz. I want you to look inside the papers. Look in the Taz. There's a Medrash Pliya in the Taz. It's in page 4. The Taz says that the Zman Hazeh, that we don't have Tcheles, we can't have Kilayim. Look in the Taz, it's in page 4. The Zman Hazeh, that we don't have Tcheles, so if we have a Beged Pishtim, we can't put Tzemer inside. So I would say why, because we don't have the Migu, because the Migu only works when we walk in Tcheles, right? This is the thesis. That the Migu only works when we walk in Tcheles. Look how the Taz says it. The hashlo deilon ul cheiles nimto sheafilu bebegetzen or bepishin en oisim mitzvah tzitzis koroi lo yishor ilo kilayim. Because we don't do the mitzvah koroi lo yishor ilo kilayim. He had to say this time, the migu is on in Mokim Tcheles, so the mele doesn't work. No, shteyt in Taz. With the Tcheles, the level of mitzvah tzitzis is hazeh. On Tcheles is hazeh. So the lover, when he's standing with the Tcheles, is gora shtark in mitzvah. Lover alein is a shvach in mitzvah. We have a mocker in Teire that the shtark in mitzvah was not said by mocker in Kilayim. The shvach in mitzvah, so lover, the mocker in Tcheles, it's a festive mitzvah. Not the Tcheles is only a shtark in mitzvah. The whole mitzvah tzitzis, when it has Tcheles, is a starker in mitzvah. The starke mitzvah is doiche de loisese. A schwachere mitzvah is not doiche de loisese. The Taz is not saying stam. Taz said the migu is only if you have tcheles. If I would be the Taz, and I would learn stam, I would say, bizman hazeh there ain't tcheles. Val bizman hazeh we don't have tcheles. So mele bizman hazeh we don't have a migu. Because Taz said the migu is only welcome tcheles. Val we don't have tcheles, the mitzvah is gor schwach. A gor schwach mitzvah is not doiche. It's not a Taz, it's a Tesis Arosh. It's a Tesis Arosh, word by word, the Tesis Arosh by us says the ganze Zach. It's Rishoyim. Tesis Arosh says by us. One line. Aval kol adalet chutim shelo ben osu. Kedai amrin en osu. De keivon de efshur beminoi. De leishori al yedei migu. Listen to the lashon. The loyshori al yedei migu elok sheyesh tcheles imoy de mekaymo mitzvas tcheles. The header is when I have mitzvas tcheles. So fakert go. The thousand days arosh would look like a kasha za shlom. So kum dois. Only mamish holding it. Tchilas advarim with the sugya. But what we have in the meantime, we have two drachim here. We had the derech, ba'etzem we had a shverkei, what is the kasher of Taisus? And Taisus says a migu. The chazani shaloshna Taisim ksuva says that all of these migus are different levels of mix of kilayim. We said no shaykhis to the mix of kilayim. We have an eset derech aloysa sev lovo. There is a noise of efshar lekayim shteyem. And zok Taisus, val de tcheles was nemar, afilu b'mokim kilayim, the lovo was also nemar b'mokim kilayim. And the male the lovin is doiche. And the male not only with pishtim, even with tzemer, lovin is nema, but mokim kilayim. But only when it's tcheles. But not because only when it's tcheles, it mixes. But with tcheles, the mitzvah is a starker mitzvah. Stop.
Is that a shracher mitzvah?
No, the heft of the
mitzvah.
That's what
I'm saying.
Hey,
what's
together? But when I saw you have the
kash,
you said no.
That
the person who have the kash, have the shir. I'm asking you, is that what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Before the shir, you don't understand the basic sum that I have some mishnas. The basic sum is the tzad yidol mitzvah.
I already knew the
tzad. You missing the boat?